today we'll be following, well, remembrances around the country, both local that we'll have here a little bit later in the show, and in town this morning, and at Ground Zero, and at the Pentagon, and at that farm field in Pennsylvania, in Somerset County, southeast of Pittsburgh, where 9/11 of 2001 will be remembered. I have very definite memories that day, as many of us do. I was traveling, and if you were traveling that day and you lived to tell the tale, you have a unique remembrance of it. I was on my way to the airport with my young son in Seattle. We'd been out for a football game. We saw the Michigan game with Washington, a glorious day. Beautiful weather, 78,000 people. The next day we saw Cal Ripken Jr. play his last game in Seattle against the Mariners for the Baltimore Orioles. And that was a sellout crowd too. We said there was a great season that year for Seattle. They set the American League record for wins all time. It was family, friends. We had a seafood boil. It was wonderful. And then everything on our trip back, it all changed. And I ended up driving back after a few days to Lansing after what occurred. And my son remembers it very differently, though. I mean, he was a young kid at the time. He's like 10. And I've tried to blot certain things out of my mind. But he remembers it all as if it was, I don't want to say a grand adventure, but it was a moment in his life growing up that was a defining moment in a lot of ways, and not all of them necessarily negative. And it's funny how we have collective memories and how things affect our psychology. Let's talk about that aspect, both collective and individually, with the good doc here this morning, Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B., Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning. You were traveling.
Good morning to you, Dave.
You were traveling.
A lot of thinking about this. Like, yeah,
you were traveling too, right?
Well, that is true. We were coming back from Miami that day, and I remember my wife and I were just looking and noting there was talking up in the front, but didn't think much about it. But we landed, and then on came police officers, said there's been a terrorist attack. Get off the plane as soon as you can. Leave the airport immediately. Now, that's kind of an eerie thing as people are, you don't know what's going to happen. Is the place going to be bombed? Is something going to occur? So, and then people inside, there weren't that many, but those that were there were just up and leaving because we were one of the last planes, out of Miami. So that's always going to be on my mind. We were fortunately, through my office manager, Linda, called ahead. We were able to pick up a car. But that day and the days after, that's all that was being talked about.
Sure.
And we call it kind of a collective trauma because it was something, whether you were there because of the instantaneous communication, because of the scenes, and then the tragedy, watching people hopelessly jump out of windows. It clearly is one of those things that led to a lot of trauma for a lot of people. And even now, people will sometimes talk to me out of the blue, not that it's necessarily a topic we're talking about. I'm sure it will be today, I might add.
Right.
But that people will mention what happened, what occurred, because that did change America in many ways. I mean, we became far more conscious of these types of attacks and things that occur. It was kind of, to me, like Pearl Harbor, which I was too young to be remembering. John F. Kennedy, I remember that clear as can be, and sitting in the living room watching it on TV when the bulletin came across. And then in this case, the 9/11. So there, it's part of the collective memory. There's still many people that when they think of this, it does bring some of the symptoms of what we call PTSD, just in terms of the flashbacks, the nightmares, the remembering, not wanting to go in the situation where you might be near building. And I know there are people that did not want to go back to New York for a period because they thought of those buildings and just the idea of being there,
yeah,
not seeing them,
right,
was going to cause trauma. So definitely part of the collective trauma, we'll call it. But it's and if you were there and you were one of the people that was part of it, obviously the percentage of people that are still having those symptoms would still be quite high.
My dad, obviously grew up in the end of the Depression in World War II. And I asked him about that later because he was taking us to the airport, Doc, that day. And I asked him later, I said, so you were through the radio era of listening to Pearl Harbor and World War II. You went through, as a relatively young man, the death of President Kennedy, which galvanized the nation in 1963. And now this. I asked him, I said, how do you feel? He goes, it's the same kind of, it's amazing how things unite us in a moment. And he's right. I mean, they unite us, but is it for longer than a moment? And I think that's open to discussion. And the psychological aspect of that, I guess, can be, as you would know, what different for just about everybody.
Well, I think when that occurred, everybody immediately dropped all tribes, dropped all political, dropped everything. And
I agree.
We are Americans. It was a collective. It was out of something so horrible. It was a period of time where everybody pulled together. It was kind of a unique time because politics always occur, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. But as far as that time, everybody was together. Everybody was one.
And it was right after a very divisive election that you say, well, yeah, that was a different time. Well, we were very divided, you know, with that election going to the Supreme Court with Al Gore and George W. Bush. But there was a unifying moment there.
There was a unifying moment. I think that shows when things are really on the line that Americans come together and we do see ourselves as one. In fact, that actually is a teaching moment that maybe we ought to do more of. Look for the commonness that we all have rather than looking for differences and, sadly, politically playing one side or the other. And I'm afraid all parties do this. They play to certain groups versus, you know, playing to all Americans. Like, we want everybody in our tent. We want all of us to be working together. And I think that would be a better plan. Maybe that's something that can be learned from 9/11. What was the magic that took place to take a tragedy and to take such a horrible thing to pull all of us together and each of us look at each other and be able to say collectively, I'm an American, we are Americans, and we have a role in the world, we have a place, and there's a danger, and we have to figure out what's happened, why it happened, make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, and the memory collectively, too, that wasn't just an attack on a building or a concrete building in Washington, or, you know, it was an attack on all of us.
That is true.
And our way of life, and that is, again, a tie that binds.
Well, I think that is really true, and there are certain events, because this is something I do think about, and every now and then you still see the planes going in. If you go to YouTube, you can see people going off, you know, in terms of jumping off, knowing there's no hope, but there was a choice that they felt they had to make. And it is something that people are drawn to. Now, I would advise people not to be going to that a lot. I mean, in terms of you want to remember it, you may want to keep track, but You can actually start bringing out a lot of these symptoms yourself in terms of PTSD, the reliving, the memories, the negativity by looking at it too much. So we don't want to forget it by any means, but we don't want to go back and keep reliving it because that can actually cause us issues. What I mean by reliving it, looking at the planes going in, looking at the buildings going down, all of that, that can visually lead to trauma that can be difficult for you.
I'm filled with some hope, though, that there were things about that always I reflect on, because when I get down, and like you, I've seen some of those replays, you know, being in the news media, you can't avoid them, and they're hard to watch. But on the other hand, that day, I mean, I stood with others at the King County Blood Bank in Seattle, but thousands of people came, not knowing how to help, right? Especially being a continent away. Other people brought food. Folks came. There was people playing music. I mean, it was a good moment. We didn't know if we were helping or not. And later, when I drove back, Doc, here at Channel 6, over at the station where I was working at the time, we had a live on air to help the Red Cross, and people could bring and donate, not blood, but donate money. The cars were lined up all the way past Marshall Street down Saginaw. People just driving up, handing over cash and checks. Yeah, it was incredible.
I'm still excited. Even now, you can see we get excited talking about it in terms of the positive aspects that came out of that, because it can draw people together, just like a Pearl Harbor, just like a John F. Kennedy, just like this here. We don't want to have these horrible events, but when something like this occurs, it does really bring the good angels out. And one of the positive things among many, there have been a number of you know, programs of people that never thought of themselves as a hero, just were living a life, and all of a sudden that day, they had the courage, the stamina, the ability, and were able to help people escape and save their lives. So those are the things we might want to be focusing on more than the actual destruction, how people came together as a country, how the New Yorkers came together, how they were able to work together, the firefighters, the police officers, and the citizens that just all came together in a collective, Dave. In that sense, it's an exciting, beautiful story in spite of the horrible, horrible event, the largest terrorist attack since we've had up to this point. And let's hope we don't ever have anything like that again.
The Better Angels of Our Nature, Dr. John Braccia, yes. DrJohnB.com. DrJohnB.com. The podcast will be there, Reflections on 9/11 of 2001, collectively. Here as a nation, our psychology as Americans. Always great to have you on, my friend.
Always great with you also, Dave. Bye-bye.
1320, Morning Wake Up. Coming back, the discussion continues. WILS.